Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
One day only, Thanksgiving Day deals are coming to Lowe's.com. Plus, members get early access to online Black Friday doorbuster deals on gifting favorites, like the still-trending Cobalt Mini Toolbox for just $14.98. Don't miss up to 50% off for one day only at Lowe's.com. We help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change. While supplies last.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Good morning and welcome to the TexasLending.com Mortgage Show.
How about that? I didn't come in early with any
You
talk.
Just did.
No, I didn't.
This is Kevin Miller, an inappropriate Uncle Bubba.
Back!
And we do not have our friend Tress here today. She'll be back with us next weekend. But
we're Tressless.
We are here talking about your home loans. This is the TexasHoney.com Mortgage Show, where we talk about your refinance, your purchase, your home equity cashback refinance, FHA loans, VA loans, reverse mortgages. If you want to talk about your situation, this is what it's all about, your situation, because everyone's situation is different. We want to help you get the best deal we can on your way to home ownership or home loan rate reduction. And TexasHoney.com, if you didn't know it, we have just about the lowest interest rates in the state of Texas. If you're trying to get that refinance done right now, you may have heard that rates rose a little bit, but you know what? They've come back down a little bit, too.
Yeah, they came back down this week.
So this week, we saw rates come back, and if you're trying to get that refinance done, if you're sitting out there, make sure you call us now. Get that loan locked in. You know, the 30 years, if you're going to get your origination fee in there and you have a nice loan size, and I say nice, a loan size of, let's say, $200,000, and you have 20%. Well, even without 20% equity, you can get great rates. It's just your APR changes based on your loan-to-value. Also, your rates do change with your loan-to-value as well. But
your
you can still
score.
Get your 15-year mortgages can be found down 2.1%, give or take 0.125%.
Yesterday, and with a point, it was 2.
With a
over 200,000.
With 1% origination fee, you could get a 2% interest rate on a 15-year mortgage. You need to have great credit for that. Yeah. If you call the Rocket Mortgage people or the Quicken Mortgage people, they will quote you 2.5 with an APR in the threes. I called them and they quoted me 4 points on a mortgage. I was trying to. I'm looking to refinance, but I don't want to go through my own company. I want to go see what's out there. Well, so I call them and they quote. I go, you know, the internet. So here's we got to get to the bottom of things today. You're all sitting there.
They're trying
around.
To rebuild the Cavaliers.
You're all sitting there driving around right now, and you. Or maybe you're sitting at home, and you don't really know what's going on out there in the mortgage world. But, you know, they created the Dodd-Frank Act a while ago. And the Dodd-Frank Act is supposed to be highly regulatory in managing mortgage companies. So here's what I see is happening now. Let's say you're a consumer, Bubba. And you want to go online on Google, and you want to go shopping for a mortgage company. When you type in mortgage, about 7 of the 10 mortgage companies are going to show up at the top are not mortgage companies. They're companies who take your information and they sell it to mortgage companies.
Yeah.
7 out of the top 10 mortgage lenders. Now, TexasLending.com is a real lender. So we're up there. But we see all these things. LendingTree, for example. LendingTree
favorite
is sells your name to five mortgage companies.
Your
name gets sold. All these different mortgage companies. Okay, and it's not just. I don't know how many LendingTree sells to, but I know that everyone that's out there, they're quoting these rates of 1.75. And they've been doing it even though when the rates got up to 2.25, mm-hmm. and it would have cost you 4 points to get 1.75. It wasn't even on the rate sheet. It wasn't even available in the market. It wasn't even a real rate. We know all there is to know about the mortgage industry. We have several hundred employees here. We closed over $200 million of loans in Texas in the month of March. And we know what's going on. We've been around. And so here's the scam. The scam is the aggregators, these companies who sell your name, your information, they go online and they quote a real low rate that's not possible.
Mm-hmm. It's a teaser.
But it's illegal. And so they go on and they quote you a rate that's not – the rate must be possible, okay?
It has to.
And a majority of the people that apply with those conditions must be able to get that loan. Well, that's not true. That's not what they're doing. But they're not a mortgage company, so they're not being regulated.
Mm-hmm.
No one's watching them. No one's paying attention to this. So then you call, and then they quote you 2.5. And you go, well –
oh, that's better than what I got.
The several people they sold me this loan to quoted me 2.5, so I'm just going to take it.
Yeah.
They could have come to TexasSunny.com and got 2.25 or 2.125, or, you know, we're talking about.
Yeah.
Because we got the best refinance rates in the state of Texas. You could have called us. And so what happens is you see a fake rate, you call, you get a rate which is taking advantage of you by these companies that are overcharging you, and then we're out there quoting, and so we're not quoting 1.75, we're quoting the real rate. I mean, and it's the best rate you can get in the state of Texas, and you go out there and you see that, and you go, I'm going to call the other guy 1.75, but he's not a mortgage company, and so this is the problem. The lenders quote you what they got, so they're not doing anything wrong. And you, the consumer, are just looking at the shiniest object that's out there. And so it's a problem.
Oh, yeah.
And so that's kind of what's happening these days. And for a while, people were really paying attention to the Dodd-Frank Act, and they were fearing the regulations. But it looks like there are these companies out there that don't care right now. And they're willing to do these crazy things. So you, as a consumer, you may have some questions. And you need to get in touch with TexasLending.com. Our text line up here is 972-387-4600. That's 972-387-4600. And so you can go and you can text us now, or you can go online and TexasLending.com, or you can call us up here at the station, 877-881-1053. That's 877-881-1053. By the way, there's another way you can get in touch with a loan officer. You can call them. You can call them at the same line as the text line, 972-387-4600. I've been positive on this show for majority of the last several years, and I just got negative talking about these aggregators quoting fake loans, fake rates.
Because it aggregates you.
Because you as a consumer deserve better. And we're trying to help people get good loans. And we want to make sure that our Texas friends get the best deal possible so that we can be walking around the street, spending more money on our kids, spending more money on our good things for ourselves. That's what we want to do. That's what I want to do. And make sure you get in touch with TexasLending.com today and go online and apply. So you've been out there, Inappropriate Uncle Bubba, and mm-hmm. you've been seeing the consumers. What do they have to say? What's happening out there?
You know, for the most part, I'm not having any issues selling loans at our great interest rates. I think people realize rates have gone up
a little bit.
Yep, and you know that they're not where they were in January, basically. But like I said, they've come down. And it's business as usual. I haven't had any problems with customers at all. They seem to like what they're hearing when I talk to them. And, you know, let's get it going.
As long as you're not singing.
As long
they
as
will
they...
not like what they
or
hear
dancing.
If you start singing. Yes, don't dance over the phone. It's like one of the new rules.
With my camera. Okay.
Make sure you go online and apply today at TexasLending.com. Now, listen, if you're 15 years around 2%, here's the one thing that's happened. The biggest thing that has changed is the long-term rates. Okay, the short-term rates. The Fed still has short-term rates tied close to zero. But if you're looking at the 30-year mortgage, well, the 15-year and the 30-year rates were about 0.5% apart from each other. They're about 0.75% away from each other right now.
Talk about the 20, though.
And the 20-year is great. You can find the 20-year around 2.5, 2.375, somewhere in that ballpark.
0.625.
And I really think, well, if you're paying a point origination.
Oh, yeah, if you're paying a point.
If you're paying a point origination, then... I mean, you got to look. These guys, they quoted me 4 points when I called them and applied.
Was that this week?
I called them about 3 weeks ago, and they quoted me 4 points, and they said, oh, we're going to give you a two points lender credit. Well, you're still charging me 2 points for a rate that we don't even charge a point for.
Yeah.
So that you as a consumer would have been overcharged by $6,000 on your closing cost if you call the wrong number. So make sure you call TexasLending.com. We want to help you out with your home loan. Go online and apply. So we have purchase loans here at TexasLending.com, and our purchase team has grown exponentially. We now have tripled our home purchase team from 2 years ago. People all over Texas are buying loans. We're doing loans.
Buying homes.
Buying homes. We have friends down in San Antonio. We have loans. We're advertising down in Austin and Houston and Waco and we're expanding TexasLending.com amazingly throughout Texas. We're also doing loans now up in Oklahoma and Arkansas and in Louisiana. Make sure you get online. Maybe tell your friends, tell your family to get in touch with us. We want to help you get that great deal. So make sure you call us for your home purchase loan. Why? Because we give you a free pre-approval. And when you get that free pre-approval, it's not just a pre-approval. We make sure you're fully qualified for that home purchase. So when you get a contract, you can close awfully fast.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I had one of those this week down in Austin and talked to a guy that was wanting to buy a house down there. And I got him approval and snapped to it. Got it. Already got a contract. Got it in.
Bang. So a couple things you need to do. Also, you need to make sure you're contacting one of our real estate affiliate friends. It's a great opportunity for you to get a great deal. And our real estate friends have an offer for you. And make sure you call us, get pre-approval, send you over to our real estate friends. And it starts with TDT Realtors. Make sure you contact them. And they will make sure that they help you out. And we'll make sure we take care of them. That's the Dean team. Make sure you get in touch with them. And
Stuart Dean, the PGA golfer?
They will help you out. It's actually Liz Dean.
Oh, his wife. Okay.
Liz Dean. And make sure you do get in touch with the Dean team, and they will help you out.
Not to be confused with the Dream Team, right?
Not to be confused. So make sure you get in touch with us and text us today. We want to make sure we answer your phone, we answer your text, and if you get your text online, we will start answering your questions and we will get to it. If you want to find out how much money you can save on a refinance, here's how it goes. You text the number 972-387-4600. And then what you do is you say, here's my current rate, here's my current loan balance, here's my home value, here's my credit score. Loan balance, home value, credit score, current rate. We'll tell you how much money you might be able to save every month on your mortgage. And if you want to get cash out of your mortgage, you can tell us the same thing, and we'll tell you about how much cash you can get out of your house. And, you know, you can pay off your debts and consolidate those debts and get your rates lower. You can get online. You can apply. Or you can text us at 972-387-4600. And if you want to buy a home, you tell us the following. Here's how much I make per year. Mm-hmm. Here's my credit score. This is how much I have for down payment. That's pretty simple. I make this much money. I have this much down payment. Here's my credit score. We can tell you about how much home you can afford. And you can do that in several different ways. But just by texting us, we can do it over the airwaves here and kind of get you going on the right path. That text line, 972-387-4600. go online and apply today at TexasHoney.com. We're going to take a break right now. When we come back, we're going to start getting to your questions. And make sure you call our loan officers right now, 972-387-4600. We're coming back on the TexasHoney.com Mortgage Show on 105.3 The Fan. We are back in the TexasLending.com Mortgage Show. Kevin Miller here with Inappropriate Uncle Bubba. You'll find all the reasons to call him inappropriate if you just stay tuned and listen. We just want to make sure that...
Or if you ever meet me.
Or, yeah, if you ever meet him. You go, boy, that... Yeah.
That fits him.
But you've been in the business now, what, nearly 20 years?
Yeah.
Nearly 20 years. And you've written a lot of loans. And
yeah.
That's why we're here talking about helping you with your mortgage. And you can go online and apply, we said, at TexasLending.com, or you can text us at 972-387-4600. We're going to start with your text right now. And make sure you get your text in because they will start backing up. Okay, here it is. My wife and I have just above 620 middle scores. Can we qualify for a conventional loan? We're looking to purchase a home. We've been consistently employed during COVID as well. So, you know, many things change with COVID, and one of the first things that happened, three things happened.
Immediately,
within a week after COVID shutdowns last March, jumbo loans went away within a couple days. FHA credit score requirements for most investors went from 580 up to 640. And even though the FHA requirement is 580, servicers were put in a bad spot with this COVID thing. And I want to talk about that in a little bit. But the servicers started putting their requirements at 640. And then the non-QM loans, by and large, 100% of them went away. Some of them have come back. That's a dangerous thing right now. So basically you have... this person's asking, with a 620 score, can they get conventional? Well, normally with a 620, you can get FHA. We are trying to look for ways to get back into the 600 minimum credit score range for FHA. The main reason that this has happened is a lot of people went into forbearance, and that means you're not making your mortgage payment. And they've put these guidelines out there to not make people have to pay mortgage payments. And so I'm just going to tell you, when the forbearance rules go away, these lenders have to make your mortgage payment for you. And if they don't, then the home gets foreclosed on by Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, Ginnie Mae. Okay, so if you're not paying and the lender doesn't pay for you, the loan's going to get foreclosed on. Well, if the lender's got to pay, then they run out of cash in about 2 months and all your lenders go out of business, just like they did in 2008. And so same thing, the lenders didn't make the mortgage payments, they went out of business, you know. Even play big places like Lehman Brothers. So, so anyway, this person at 620, they're asking about conventional. Yes, you can get a conventional loan at a 620 score. The rates are higher, and but it is still possible. Inappropriate Uncle Bob, what do you got to say?
Well, and the things you have to look at there is the mortgage insurance.
If you put minimum down, your mortgage insurance is going to be extremely high. Now, if you're at 60, now listen, they said you're just above 620.
Right.
Just know this. Every 20 points, there is a mile marker.
Milestone.
Yeah, and so if you're at 640, 660, 680, every 20 points, there can be found reductions in rates. There can be found reductions in mortgage insurance up to about 740. Once you're over a 740 score, all things are equal.
There's
so 760 is 780, 800, yeah. You're all going to get the same quote. But right. Once you start dropping your score, PMI can go up, your interest rates can go up, your down payment requirements can go up.
Yeah, I was going to say a lot of it has to do with your assets and your down payment on this situation. The thing to do is call in and get qualified and get one of our loan officers to look to see what might get your credit scores up. A lot of time it's just paying off some debt.
Yeah.
If you have some money, that you were going to put into a down payment, a 620 conventional, a 640 FHA loan is way better than a 620 conventional.
Well, yes,
I can tell you that.
A 640 interest rate on FHA, you're going to find in the low twos.
Yes.
Okay? A 30-year FHA with credit scores above 640 is going to be in the low to mid 2s.
And the mortgage insurance is going to be the same, 0.85. It's not going to be.
It's not going to keep going
it's
up.
It's not
going to
be 3 point something, which is what it might be at 620 credit score.
So listen, when you call us,
yeah,
we're not going to charge you money to get pre-approved. You're not going to have any out-of-pocket cost for us to run your credit. Look and see if you're qualified to buy a home. Tell you what you can qualify for. And the worst thing that someone can say is, you know, you need a little more work, dog, like they do in American Idol, you know. Come back when you go back and do a little work on this, and we'll come back and, you know.
It's okay when Katy Perry says it.
Yeah. Yeah. Just, you're going to, everyone has what it takes to get into a home sometime in the next 3 years.
Right.
Even if you file a Chapter 7 bankruptcy, 2 years from now you may qualify for an FHA loan if your credit scores are back. So everyone's within 3 years of being able to qualify for some kind. Even if you foreclosed 3 years ago, you can still get a loan under FHA or VA. Mm-hmm. Okay, right now. If you have the credit scores and you have a job and you can document it. And, you know, if there's several conditions. But I'm just saying that even after foreclosure, 3 years after foreclosure, you can get a new home under FHA. And there's no like, oh, you used to have a foreclosure charge. It's you start brand new.
Yeah.
And so in the mortgage industry, we have a very short memory as in the mortgage business. They call you a first-time home buyer if you haven't owned a home in the last three years. So if you haven't been on title to a home in the last 3 years and you go out and buy a home, they consider you a first-time home buyer. So that's a short memory. Make sure you go online and apply at texaslending.com. We want to help you, and the best thing we might be able to do is just say, hey, do this, this, and this, and your credit might get better. And that's just feedback from the credit bureaus that they send to us when we run your credit. So
you know it, you're sitting on your couch in your new house.
We got to buy a couch.
Watching the Masters.
We can't buy the couch for you. We can help you save your money on your mortgage so you can afford a couch. Okay, make sure you go online to texaslending.com. Let's go to this one here now. My wife has credit scores 788 with TransUnion and Equifax, 713 with Experian. Okay, and then there's a 715. Then he's got scores of 759. And then Equifax of 685 with Experian.
I'm going to say that we can't help them.
Yeah. What credit score will mortgage company use for cash out refinance? Now, they're going to use. So, listen, you just gave us two scores. When we run your scores, we're going to run three scores. You've mentioned TransUnion and Equifax. There's also. Oh. It says, my wife had credit scores of 788 with TransUnion and Equifax. Okay, so basically, there are middle scores of 788. That's the wife. Mm-hmm. The husband has 759 with Experian or TransUnion and Equifax and 685 with Experian. So middle score is 759. The score that will be used between the two of you would be, if we pull those same scores,
mid-score,
it would be the 759. So it would be the middle score of whichever spouse has the lowest middle score.
Now, did he give three scores for him?
Yes.
The 685 makes me wonder. It sounds like he probably had a medical collection on that one, just that one bureau.
The mortgage companies, if they pull three scores and your middle score is between over 740, they will use the middle score. If they only pull two scores, then they will use the lowest of the two scores. What credit score will mortgage company use for a cash out refinance? And this person says their balance is 276, $276,000. The value is 490. Their current rate is 3.5, and they want to build a pool with a cash out refinance. They need $80,000, and their current payment is 2,400. So they want to know what their rate would be with a 759 score. Now, on a cash out refinance, now here's the deal. You have a $490,000 loan value. If you get cash out here, you're going to be able to get about $392,000 will be your largest loan amount that you'll be able to get.
That's 80%.
So $392,000 is 80% of $490,000.
I can.
I'm sorry.
I can
I did
tell
that wrong.
You.
It's 390. Yes, it's 392. Yes. Yeah.
So that could be 130,000. So they're looking for 80. You're going to, I mean, in that situation, you're going to look better if you're at 75% loan to value, which sounds like that you're about at that area.
They have about 116,000 available to get out, to pay the closing cost, to do what they want to get the best rate. And on that loan size of 392, you're probably looking at a rate probably 3.25 on a 30-year.
Yep.
Right around
I was going to say 3.125.
It's going to be give or take.
And that's no points. I'm talking no points.
If you pay a point, if you don't pay a point, so it's going to be somewhere a little bit lower than you are right now. It sounds like you're at 3.5. You might be able to get lower. Now, here's the other option. Look at that 20-year. Mm-hmm. You really need to look at the 20-year because you can get a 20-year in the high twos. If you're getting a cash out on the $392,000 cash out, or if you go a little bit less than that, you're going to find a 20-year where you don't got to go back to a 30. You can go back to a 20. You can get a nice rate there. You can get the cash out that you want.
You know, I mean, to me, like I said, you owe what you owe. You know, you just what comfortable payment are you want? I don't know how old you are.
A 15-year is going to be in the mid-twos. 2.375 maybe.
Yeah, somewhere around there. But the question is, you know, how old you are, you know, when you say you're building a pool, you know, do you have kids? I mean, that's the things I look at. Guy calls and says he's got 5 kids, and they're all under 10 years old. I say, no, you need to do a 30-year.
You
got to
get the pool and the fence.
Yeah.
You got to get the fence around the pool.
Yeah, do a 30. You owe what you owe. You can pay, you know, don't stress out about paying your house off when you got 5 kids that have got to go to college, you know, and drive cars. That's what.
Make sure you call Inappropriate Uncle Bubba. You can call the office right now and just say, send me to Gary Alexander's phone. Gary Alexander is affiliated with Inappropriate Uncle Bubba. Is that
it's my
they occupy the same body, identity. But they don't have the same mind.
Yeah, two different people.
yeah, but they are. but Gary Alexander.
Gary is the one my wife knows.
go online or call us and say I want to go to Gary's line, and Gary will walk you through the paces here.
Yeah,
we do have dozens of loan officers here at TexasLending.com, but Gary's got the 20 years experience doing cash outs and such. Make sure you call us, go online and apply at TexasLending.com. All right, one more before we go to break here. Looking to refinance, they owe 220 at 4%. Credit score is 770. Well, we don't know what the value of your home is. Your value, you say what you owe is 220. Your loan to value will have an impact on your interest rate. But just, you know, just ballparking what a $220,000 loan is right now on a 30-year, you're probably looking around 2.75 on a refinance. Oh, I'm sorry, around means you might be able to get less. It might be a little bit
That's
more.
That's worth a point.
Depending if you're not going to do closing costs or you're going to pay some closing costs. You know, closing cost, let's just call it 2.875. Give or take a 0.25%. So you might be able to get 2.625. You might be up at 3.125. One's going to have the lowest closing costs. One's going to have closing costs. And, you know, so you need to find out which one's going to be best for you. That's the 30-year. The 20-year, you might be able to find the 20-year around 2.5. Around 2.5. 2.625, Bubba said, was 0 points. 2.375 potentially with a point. You know, rates are moving daily, so let's call it around 2.5 for a 20-year. And then probably on your loan size, probably down around 2.25, and if you pay a point, maybe a little bit lower than that for a 15-year. So you're at 4%. On your loan size, if you can save just 1% on your mortgage amount, you'll save about $180 a month, okay? Maybe $175. About $175 a month is what you'll save in interest payments every month. For every 1% you save on your interest rate, on that loan size of 220, a 1% rate savings should save you about $175 a month in interest payments that you can then apply towards you instead of the bank and the people that drive the Mercedes at the bank. Make sure you call us at TexasLending.com. We're going to get our Texan friends the best rates possible, save you from those out-of-state people who could care less about you. We care about you because... Well, when I'm walking down the street, I don't want to have an egg thrown at me or a tomato. I don't want anything thrown at me. I want to get you the best deal possible. Make sure you go online and apply at our company, TexasLending.com. We're going to come back and answer more of your questions. Get your text in 972-387-4600. 972-387-4600. Get your question in now. We will answer it after this break on the TexasHoney.com Mortgage Show on 105.3 The Fan. We're back in the TexasHoney.com Mortgage Show, sharing with you all the glory in the mortgage business that you want to hear about. And if you don't want to hear about it, just put it in your background music, make some coffee, you know, let the dogs out. And we will, and then we'll know who let the dogs out. It was you. And then make sure you call us at 972-387-4600. Text us, 972-387-4600. We want to save you the most money we can. 30 years can be found in the high twos, 15 years and down near 2%, the 20 years in the mid twos for your regular refinance. You got cash out loans, jumbo loans. Hey, our jumbo rates are really good right now. We have a jumbo loans as low as 3% right now for your 30-year mortgage. If you're trying to get that jumbo loan, make sure you call TexasLending.com. We will help you, and we will get that done for you. So we have many other things to get to. You know, one of the things I want to get to is our turn times are back to about 30 days. Yep. You can close your loan in about 30 days right now. The banks are still at, 7 months? No, you're still at 70 days. It's a crazy time right now, and there's still a lot of business done out there.
And you know what? I've had a lot of calls from people that their loans still haven't closed. And now the banks are making them pay extensions, and so they're just—they
haven't closed with their bank.
Yeah, and the banks started in November or December.
Well, our rates are better than the banks,
right?
And our rates are better than the banks now, and they were better than the banks then. Make sure you call us for your home loan, and we're finding where the best what the best rates are. We're making sure we're beating them. So sometimes we get beat, and I go, "Well, how did that happen?" I go, "Well, you know what? We're going to beat that." And so we go out. And we find ways to beat it. So we want to make sure that we're getting you the best deal we can and making sure that we're going to be around. That's the other thing. We want to make sure your mortgage company is going to be around now and in the future. Some mortgage companies make mistakes, and they start doing loans at zero revenue or zero profit just to take market share, and then they don't have any money to pay when the piper calls. So make sure you call the company that's getting you the best deal, and it's going to be around in the future. I've seen a lot lately. We've had some tape shows recently. Mm-hmm. We had Easter last weekend, and we weren't around. But I've seen some craziness. I mean, I have seen some absolute craziness. I've been watching baseball. I'm talking about 14-year-old baseball.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
I have seen things that I haven't seen in 50 years in baseball. I have never seen the things that I have seen happen on the baseball field. For example, we're watching the game the other day, and you've probably seen it. You've watched a lot of baseball.
Yeah, and I played a lot of baseball.
Well, the pitcher's pitching, and the other team wants to get a guy on base, so he sticks his entire leg out over the plate, and then lifts the leg up to get hit by the pitch. I've never seen anyone do that. He got hit right in the knee. He stuck his leg out over the plate. So then he started running to first, and I was like, no, get back here. They call it a no pitch. He stuck him back and did it again. I think you should call that a strike. But they call it a no pitch, and they brought him out. That's one of the things I've seen. Then the craziest thing I've ever seen was in the middle of an inning. I was out watching an 8-year-old tournament. Or no, I'm sorry, a 14-year-old
an
tournament.
Eight-year-old.
Well, it still reminds me of the 8-year-old baseball that I was, you know, 8-year-old's baseball. But 14-year-old baseball. In the middle of an inning, randomly, the coach from the other dugout ran from his dugout to the third base coach, which was our head coach. And he said something to our coach, and we're going, what's going on? And so the coach just sits there and shakes his head, and then he goes, well, go tell the umpire about it. And then the umpire starts yelling at our coach. And so we go, what was that about? You know, we say, what was that about? What was going on? He goes, he came over to tell me that one of our players was looking at our parents on the sideline. And I said, what? The coach ran out of the dugout to go over. He said, yeah, when he got walked, he looked at the parents in the sideline, and our parents were upset by it. I like, what is going on? This is baseball. I mean, like, what is going on? I mean, I've seen some crazy things, and I'm going to leave out some of the other stuff, but
yeah,
That's just some of the crazier things that I've seen.
The craziest thing I ever saw was my son was playing in a championship in Iowa.
We're going to that. We're going to that in 2 months.
CABA World Series when he was 10. And they had a kid on their team that was like 6 foot tall. And he threw, you know, they only threw from like 46 feet back then. And this kid threw like a 16-year-old. So, in fact, they had to bring a catcher in to catch him because nobody else could catch this kid. And the coach from – it was a championship game, and the coach from the other team was just frustrated, you know, all because this kid
– Was this Warren Spahn pitching, or who was it?
No, I would tell you his name, but he's from this area, so he's still – I mean, he did play in college and stuff. So their coach just happens to walk by the mound and says something to the kid, basically saying, "You're a freak, a blank freak." And then our coaches just got ballistic, and then it caused a huge fight between the coaches. And
10 years old.
Yeah. He called him a blanking freak.
Yeah, I've seen some police officers out there at some of those games.
Yeah.
You know, it's crazy. I mean, not in our games, but like – coaches getting into it. Unbelievable stuff. I don't know what to do. I mean, I'm watching this stuff. I'm going, what is that coach doing? I'm just
I can't believe. And then he comes by. Me and him have been talking.
It's like the game is going on. Timeout. Your player's looking at us. Well, you know, I'm like, what are you talking about?
You've been there all week, and you've had a few beers with this coach, you know? I mean, and then he comes walking by me, and I – freaking went off on him, you know. I couldn't believe it. So it's just
all crazy. Right. That is our
baseball
sports talk.
I got a lot of those stories.
All right, we are back to mortgages now. That's our little bit of journey off path. We're coming back now. We're gonna get back in the baselines.
Yeah.
And
between the baselines.
We should call this place called this should be called the baseline.
Yeah.
The mortgage baselines.
Yeah, that's okay. A good show.
Okay, now we are here talking about your home loan. We are TexasLending.com, and we are answering your questions by text at 972-387-4600. Here's one. We're building a new home. The asking price for the house has gone up 25% since we signed.
Whoa.
Are you saying that they are raising the price on your contract? Let's say it appraised for this amount or higher. How will that affect PMI? Well, it depends. As long as it appraises for that and your down payment is 5%, 10%, 3%. First of all, the minimum down payment on a conventional loan is 3%. So if you qualify for that 3% down, there's a certain PMI associated with it. 5% down is different PMI. 10% down is different PMI. So depending on how much money you put down, the PMI will vary. You can also pay for you can buy out the PMI up front, so you don't pay PMI monthly. You can pay for it at the closing of your loan. It's usually under a couple points. And so if you pay for that,
or you can pay it in the rate.
And then basically you're just paying an insurance company to insure for losses in case there's a default in the mortgage. Mm-hmm. So you can either pay it up front, you can pay it monthly, and it's a percentage of the loan amount. So you can do how much is the PMI, how will it affect PMI? It's really dependent on your down payment and your credit score.
Mm-hmm.
And those are the main things that affect your PMI.
That's why when we were talking about that 620 borrow earlier, is the conventional PMI or mortgage insurance on that 620 loan would be huge.
Yeah, 620 conventional PMI is really high. 620 or 640 PMI in an FHA. I'm trying to get us back to the 600 credit score at FHA, and it's really there has to be enough servicers servicing those loans. If there's only one and they decide they're going to stop doing them, then there's no one to service the loan. So we got to make sure that we can get that done for you. Make sure you call TexasLending.com. Call us today. Our home purchase team, we have over 20 loan officers on our home purchase team. They just do purchase loans all day long, trying to get your home purchase loan closed on time, communicating with our realtor affiliates and the other realtors out there. They are focused on that purchase business. Make sure you call them at 972-387-4600. I'm going to get back to one more right here. This is a strange one. I said they wanted to get cash out. They've been waiting. This was a question that came in during the week. They've been waiting since January to get an appraisal. They lost their rate on their loan. Is it normal not to be able to get an appraisal? Well, rates did go up after January, but listen, our rates are about the same. Our rates are within 0.25% of where they were in January. So make sure you call us. Here's several things that happened. One, there were so many appraisers out there. I mean, so many loans being done, there was a lack of appraisers. Appraisals were taking a long time. Then, in mid to late February, we got hit by that ice storm. And that ice storm required appraisers to go back and reappraise homes to make sure that, you know, they didn't have – there were all kinds of pipe issues. People had pipes burst and other things going on.
But they were all drive-bys. How can you see what happened to pipes?
I know.
That's the thing that killed me. And that's the same thing that the borrowers said. Well, how would they know?
How would they know?
They're just doing a drive-by. They're just driving by.
Yeah, it's not like the
wind – fountain going up.
It's not like the roofs blew off, right? If you really want to go reappraise a house, you probably have to do it after last night. After
I heard there was some bad storms.
The storms decided to play softball instead of baseball, and they were throwing some softball-sized hail at your house.
I'm sure my son's down there getting estimates for people right now.
Yeah,
he's a roofer.
He's a roofer. Anyway. And make sure you do check in back with us, because rates are about 0.25% within their all-time lows right now. Make sure you call TexasSunny.com. We want to help you out with that. And that number is 972-387-4600, 972-387-4600. When we come back, we are going to talk a little bit about your mortgage.
We'll be back.
Maybe a little bit more about sports here on the TexasSunny.com Mortgage Show.
Maybe.
We're going to come back here. Back after these breaks. While we're at break, go online and apply on TexasSunny.com. We'll see you after this on 105.3 The Fan.
Live.
We're back in the TexasSunny.com Mortgage Show. Kevin Miller here with Inappropriate Uncle Bubba. We've been around for 20 years at TexasSunny.com, one of the Consumer's Choice Award for the last 13 years. Make sure you get in touch with us today for your home loan. We've been around for a little bit, been through some ups and downs. There's been a lot of craziness in the last 20 years. We got started just before 9/11, and so that was an interesting time when we were first opening up the company, going through that. And then all the things that have happened since. Make sure you go online and apply at TexasSunny.com. We're going to be here for you now and in the future.
Should write a book, Kevin.
Here's the point of writing a book. The point of writing a book is to hopefully have people that will read it. That's the problem.
Then they'll make a movie.
The mortgage industry is, you know, they don't call us the least interesting people in the world for nothing. You know? So make sure you go online and you apply. We want to help you out with your home loan. Big golf this weekend. You got the Masters tournament in Augusta. They're going to have a little bit of rain later today. Hopefully they get their round in.
I think it's going to be exciting.
We have a couple local friends in there.
Yeah.
You have your Jordan Spieth from the Brookhaven Country Club and the Jesuit High School. And then you have Will Zalatoris. You know, not many people know about Will, but Will is quite the golfer. He's from TCA, Trinity Christian Academy, here in Addison. And he won the junior amateur. When he was a junior amateur, and he did great things at Wake Forest, but now he is in second place currently at the Masters.
You
he finished sixth last year in the U.S. Open, so not many people know him, but
that's why he's there.
He's rising up.
You know what? I liked what he said yesterday.
He's also there because he's in the top 50 in the world. You got to be top 50 in the world to get the Masters.
He said, I thought it was dumb that I would ever be here. So now I think he goes, why not? Why think it's dumb to win it?
Yeah.
I thought that was pretty good.
Yeah. Yeah, it's crazy. And, you know, it's interesting what goes on in the minds of people. But go ahead and watch. It should be exciting and fun if you're a sports fan. And so make sure you get in touch with that and watch it. So
that is going to be good.
All right. We have a question here. It says, my house is paid off.
Wow.
I'm retired with about $60,000 per year income. In retirement, that's nice. How would I go about borrowing money on my home? So that $60,000 per year, if we have documentation, if it's from an annuity and that annuity is documenting that income and we can get that from a CPA or somebody, we can use that. If it's from Social Security or a pension and we can document that that pension or Social Security will continue for the next 3 years, we can use that income.
Now, the big question here is how much are you looking to borrow?
That $60,000 is $5,000 a month. Mm-hmm. And so you should be able to qualify for a payment up to $1,500 easily, which should get you a loan of, I would say, 200, $200,000. We don't know what your home is worth. It's not here in the text, but you might be able to get a $200,000 cash out with a payment of around maybe $220,000 with a payment around $1,500. Mm-hmm. And that payment, I'm including tax and insurance, but I don't know what your home value is, and taxes, you know, are quite, you know, are higher than taxes are higher than mortgage interest these days. So the amount you pay in your tax in your house are higher than for most people than what you're than what you're paying in your homeowner's interest. So think about that. Give us a call. Yeah. Yeah, give us a call at 972-387-4600. 387-4600. That's 972-387-4600 from Lyle. Okay, I want to find another one in here. I saw one in here that says that they want to buy a home. They wanted to buy a home without their spouse. So how do I go about buying a home, a second home, without a spouse? I can tell you how you can get a second home without your spouse. You bring another person home to your spouse, and you tell your spouse that you love this other person, or you have someone inappropriately send a video of you and the other person doing things which would make you, your spouse, not want to be on the new home loan with you. That's one way to get a new home loan without your spouse.
She doesn't have to be on the loan, but she definitely has to be on the deal.
It doesn't say she. It just says your spouse. Now, okay. I don't know why you'd want to get a home with my spouse anyway. Right. That's the other way to approach this. It says, how do I get a second home without your spouse? Well, you know, we're going to have a talk with my spouse about this. I don't know why she's talking to you, but so it says, how do you get a second home without a spouse? So you can get on a loan right now without your spouse. Your spouse is going to be on title with you. Mm-hmm. Your spouse is going to be on the title to the home with you. But the spouse does not have to be on the loan with you.
Right.
And so if it's a community property state and you're getting a second home and you're married, your spouse is probably going to have to be on that.
A lot of people don't know, too, that on second home, you only have to have 10% down.
A lot of things are changing on second homes, though.
Yeah.
The rates are starting to move. There's a lot of talk in the mortgage industry right now. Things are changing in the investment property world and second home world. And I'll do some reading up on that this week. But, yeah, there are some guideline changes coming. For both, and a lot of it has to do with this issues surrounding the pandemic. Mm. And so we want to make sure that we get that information to you. I'll make sure next week we get you a full update. There's been talk about it coming. There's been investors calling me saying, servicers saying, hey, do you are aware of this? It's coming. I'm going to get on top of it so I can make everyone aware. I've been paying more attention to making sure that you are happy at home. And so make sure you go online and apply on our website at texaslending.com. But you know, if you want to get a second home,
there's guidelines.
But you can apply without your spouse. Your spouse is just going to be signing on the title with you. So get ready. Make sure you call texaslending.com today. Well, inappropriate Uncle Bubba, we're running out of time today. We only have a couple minutes left. So what do you think about this coming week? What do you see coming?
I think it's going to be a busy week because, like I said, the rates have come back down. So I think a lot of the people that were sitting on the fence are going to jump.
Yeah? Yeah? Well, first of all, if you're sitting on the fence.
I've got a whole pile of nurture rates.
If you're sitting on the fence, one, I want to warn you that there are potential physical ailments that come with sitting on a fence. So we want to get you off the fence so that you don't have to be living with some of that pain. Now, if it's a... Now there's picket fences, and then there's those
barbed wire.
those fences. What do they call those fences that they have at baseball games? I can't remember what they call those fences. You know. Anyway, they're on playgrounds and stuff like this.
What
avoid that stuff?
Yeah,
and get off the fence.
The thing is, get off the fence. Let's get that loan locked and get it closed in 35 days. And which is happening now, which
yes.
wasn't happening in the fall.
We were up to about 65 days. The industry average was 70. There just wasn't enough people in the industry. The industry, the business went up four times, you know, like 400% more than normal. Well, there's not, you can't just hire 400% more mortgage people. They don't know the mortgage
business.
They're
not here. They're
well,
not,
now we are caught up. We hired enough people to do
we
it.
Did.
And so we have doubled, we have tripled the size of our staff. But we don't have time to talk about that anymore because we got to go.
Got to go.
Make sure you go online and apply at TexasLending.com. Call us 972-387-4600 for inappropriate Uncle Bubba. We'll see you next week on the TexasLending.com Mortgage Show on 105.3 The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
One day only, Thanksgiving Day deals are coming to Lowe's.com. Plus, members get early access to online Black Friday doorbuster deals on gifting favorites, like the still-trending Cobalt Mini Toolbox for just $14.98. Don't miss up to 50% off for one day only at Lowe's.com. We help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change while supplies last.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell fuel rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab.
We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.